We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up. With a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Here it comes, and it's bunted. He bunted it. The flip, the slide, safe and home. Haniger found a way to get to the plate. And Patrick Bailey puts on the squeeze play to put the Giants ahead.
Dave Fleming going to call NBC Sports Bay Area. Patrick Bailey with the squeeze to bunt to give the Giants the lead in the top of the eighth inning. And you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's just the Colorado Rockies. They're 26-37. They have no pitching. But you know what? Wins like that can do a lot for a clubhouse. Moving forward, building that momentum. As late night Lamont makes another great play at first base. He goes 2-for-5. That was just a gutty, scrappy win. You got to remember, the Giants are getting no hit. No hit. What, through six?
Mm-hmm.
Until the sixth inning? This guy, Siebold, who we highlighted yesterday, he stunk all season. He was dealing.
That's how it works sometimes.
That's how it works sometimes. But the Giants pick up Logan Webb. They get a big win there. They're second in a row to move one game over 500. We'll see if they can get the sweep. And they are rolling against the Rockies right now. And we say, oh, baby, to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. What a day. A Thursday here. Everybody getting off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, getting ready for work, good morning to you. Hey, the air quality is good here in the Bay Area. Hopefully everybody out there in the East Coast is doing better. Man, with the Canadian wildfires. I got some people in New York. It stinks out there. You know, so a lot of people can't get out there and make that money. But here on the West Coast, the air is clear. And that means the strippers was out late last night getting that money after a Giants win. So good morning to them. Good morning to all the teachers, students, everybody getting ready for their finals. Everybody on YouTube, the Comcast Business Text Line. That's a big-time win for the Giants. Casey Schmidt with a two RBI single. I like that.
Yeah.
The chase rate, it's down. It shrunk a little bit last night. That's a big win for the Giants, Shasky.
You know what? And I got to give, you know, Gabe Kapler a lot of credit. There's been a lot of I'd say hand-wringing about the Bruce Bochy thing this year, because Bruce Bochy's balling out of control with the Texas Rangers. And their roster's a little farther along where the Giants are at. They were down for quite some time. Gabe Kapler, you know, do I love everything about the guy as a manager? No. There are little things I can nitpick apart, but for the most part, I really think he's done a pretty good job adjusting in real time to some of the rule changes. And one area that I'm going to look at, pinch hitting in 2021 was something they found value in the margins. Yep. Austin Slater, Lamont Wade Jr., you pick the guy, Darren Ruff. They found guys in 2021 who would step up in key spots and come through with big time hits pinch hitting. They had the most pinch hit home runs in Giants history, whatever. Yesterday, back-to-back pinch hits, Wilmer Flores. And before him, Austin Slater, who you referenced, and they take out Mike Yastrzemski, and Slater comes through big time with a hit. That was in the seventh inning. He comes back around in the eighth inning, another big hit, and then to do a bunt, a squeeze in Colorado. Okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do to score.
Yeah, but Bonte, you know, that takes cojones.
Yeah, but you
and
know
to
what?
Me, that shows that they are willing to adjust. This is a team that leads Major League Baseball in bunt hits. I didn't think that was part of the quote unquote, you know, money ball algorithm that I think he's most, you know, closely associated with. So to me, it's shown growth from the dugout spot.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't care if it's Coors Field, Mars, Yankee Stadium, Oracle Park. You gotta do what you gotta do to steal a game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what last night was about. You didn't have your best stuff from Logan Webb. He tripped up. is one of his worst games of the season.
Yes.
But you know what? A good team picks him up, and they owe a Logan Webb that. He's pitched his ass off this season. So you got to do what you got to do to get a win. And I like the suicide squeeze there. Bailey sacrificing there. That's a great play. A great play. Did you get to the bullpen? Then you get to the bullpen.
I mean,
now the Rogers brothers are starting to deal.
They really are.
Rogers got a 1.0. Trevor Rogers has a 1.80 ERA. Tyler has a 1.80 ERA.
Yes.
This guy is dealing right now.
Yes.
And then you get to Camilo Duval. And, I already think he's better than Brian Wilson. I think he has a chance to be the best Giants closer in the history of San Francisco Giants baseball. I truly do.
Wow, that's a statement.
I swear to God.
Well, you mean 300 saves for Rob Nen. I believe that was a career total, not a Giants total. Rod Beck was amazing. And really, it's been a position that Dennis Eckersley and Tony La Russa kind of modernized in terms of the one-inning type of a guy, although Eck would get 5-6 out saves. That's a statement, Bonte. You remember where we, I think it was the middle of COVID where we got a first little taste of him. And I remember we were talking about him and he was so erratic. And I said to you, I think he could be a closer down the line. He's so much farther along than where I thought. Think about where he was a couple years ago. He was one pitch guy.
So Rob Nen, he's second with 199. Rob Nen.
So that's his Giants.
That's his Giants. This is just
199.
Giants.
199. That's a lot of saves.
Rob Nen, 206. Rob Beck, 199. Brian Wilson, 171. Then there's a big gap to fourth place. Gary Lavelle, Greg Menton. Santiago Casilla had 123 saves in the Giants uniform.
Really?
Six all-time.
Romo. I would not have thought Casilla, 100. How many did Romo have?
84.
That's a lot of saves.
Randy Moffitt, 83. Frank Lindsay, 77.
What about Worrell? That 1 year.
Nah, he's not even in the top 10.
Is he in the 30s?
He's probably in the 30s, but he's not in the top 10.
No, I meant 30. He did 30 saves overall. Yeah, so where's Duval at career-wise right now?
So career-wise with Camilo Duval.
Has his career. Eclipsed 50?
In his career.
Because of the COVID year, and he really wasn't the closer till the
2021.
Really.
He has 45 career saves.
Wow, we're coming up on 50.
So all he needs is 12 to get into the top 10. 12 more saves, and he's into the top 10. At 25 years old. I think this guy could be the best closer in Giants history.
Wow.
I swear to God. This guy has
stuff. Who do you think is the best right now?
In Giants history?
Yeah, you think it's still Rob Nen because of the numbers?
I lean Rob Nen.
I do too. He was so sick.
His stuff was electric. I mean, pitching with a torn rotator cuff in 2002 in the World Series, still dealing, gutting it out. I felt bad for him. I felt bad for him that it didn't end his way getting that World Series ring with the Giants, although he got one with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Rob Beck, we all love Rob Beck.
Shooter?
But straight stuff. Rob Nen for me.
Okay, I think I'm with you on that.
And I may go Wilson second over Rob Beck.
I'm going to go Wilson second because when you do what Wilson did, get the final out of a World Series, and he also gave his right arm to the Giants organization.
Let me repeat this because I know how
what do you mean?
Some of you guys like to twist words out there. Listen to it on YouTube or the Comcast Business Text Line. I want you to stick with me here. Camilo Duval has a chance to become the best closer in San Francisco Giants history. And I think he can do it.
Yeah.
I really think. Right now, of course, he's not the best closer in Giants history.
No, but you're projecting. But
right now, if he sticks with the Giants for the next 5 years with that stuff, throwing 101 mile an hour fastballs, that sinker, and the way him and Patrick Bailey, the best moment in the game yesterday wasn't the suicide for me.
Okay, yeah.
The best moment of the game was in that ninth inning when Patrick Bailey walked out to the mound and him and Camilo Duval are just laughing on the mound, having a good time. And I said, we could see these handshakes between Patrick Bailey and Camilo Duval for the next 5 to 10 years. I swear. Now, that's a long time. I get it. It's pro sports. Injuries happen.
Especially
for
the next position.
In that position. But this guy, Camilo Duval, and I like having a guy at the back end of a bullpen, where I say, get me three outs.
Totally agree.
It settles everything down.
Totally agree.
It calms me. And if he's going to blow saves, I get it. It happens in baseball. You're going to blow some saves. You're going to walk some guys. You may not have your best stuff. But right now, he's pitching like the best closer in baseball. He's on that short list there. Well, and he's guaranteed a spot in Seattle going to the Major League Baseball All-Star game if he keeps this up.
Everyone's going to point to the top end guys, the Trevor Hoffmans, the Mariano Riveras, guys like that. But let's go like Papelbon, who I believe to be like a step down from some of those, and he's still really, really good.
Right.
Papelbon was good for a long time.
Long time.
I mean, like, Billy Wagner was good for a long time. Long time. I mean, so if you get the right closer, and obviously health plays a big factor into that, you could be good and effective for a long time. Lee Smith. I think we've kind of forgotten about Lee Smith. Yeah. Lee Smith was a guy I loved. Yep. Jose Mesa was a guy, now he hated Omar Vizquel, but he was a guy who was good for a long time. I look at Kenley Jansen.
Yeah, I was just going to say Kenley Jansen. He still calls the games.
And did he have a couple rough years? He did. Kenley Jansen, you look up, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Because look at his, like, his body of work. He's going to be a top 10 save guy of all time.
And the Giants are getting a discount with this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's making $735,000.
Three more years of control.
Yep.
Earliest, obviously arbitration.
Earliest arbitration eligible 2025. He's the type of guy I would do right and say, you know what? Here's 5 years.
Buy him out a little.
Buy him out a little bit. Give him some money, man. This guy deserves it.
The only reason why I agree with you, and depends on the right deal. The only reason why I'm hesitant is I see someone like Josh Hader, horrible human being.
Right.
But Josh Hader was elite to all of a sudden mediocre.
But now he's back, though.
Yeah.
He's having a good year.
But don't you worry about about pitchers and closers.
I do. I mean, look, man.
But Duvall's body, I look at his body, and now that doesn't mean you can't get hurt. DeGrom's got a physique that's unbelievable. Right. I'm willing to roll the dice on him on a deal. I'm kind of with you.
When you find guys like that homegrown, and you could build this guy up.
Oh,
the
no
fan
doubt.
Base loves him. When he had the coming out hot, he needs to go back to that.
Well, we need to find an entrance song for him.
Well, the coming out hot was sick.
Coming out hot.
Coming out hot. And we should have played that. I was like, what is this song? Who was that? It was Steph's guy.
I know. It was a Christian rapper, right?
Christian rapper. Somebody
coming out hot.
Yeah, coming out hot. Cop Cap.
Is it Andy Millen? No.
K-Rod, Houston Street. Yeah, you had a lot of good closer here. 831, Bonte, what are your thoughts on the Madden cover announcement? Josh Allen. Thanks, guys. Y'all are the best in the industry.
Andy Mineo. On my mind. Lecrae.
Yeah. That's who it was. Lecrae. Yeah, go back to that, Camillo. But that's a big win for the Giants overall. I thought you saw some of Casey Schmidt getting that knock there. I like it. That's growth.
Yes.
Play to these type of games. This is why I'm so excited for the month of June. This is why I'm so excited for June.
Bailey is like a baptism by fire right now.
Oh, my gosh, Patrick Bailey.
Can we have a legit conversation? I like Joey Bart. Who knows what ends up happening? It's Bailey's job right now. Now, Sable got some burn yesterday because they're going to go sometimes with, you know, positional or hitting opportunities for the lefty for Sable because Sable can hit. But, like, in terms of defense, mind, I think Patrick Bailey's the real deal. The bat's going to come along.
What's the deal with Joey Bart? What's the deal with Joey Bart right now?
To me, there's no need to immediately move him off the roster. Let's see where it goes. Give him some starts here. Or not starts, but give him some opportunities as a DH if the opportunity presents itself. Pinch hitter. If there's a deal where someone wants him as a throw-in, sure. I'd open my mind to that. But there's no need to move off of him. Like, as in, you got to get rid of him tomorrow. Like, who? Really? Is there some third catcher somewhere that's beating the bush that needs to get onto the roster?
I'll wait on Joey Bart, but I'd be open to trading him for a bullpen arm or something.
That's exactly where I am.
Yeah, or if you want to give me a fifth starter or something like that, if you can get a fifth starter, I doubt it.
Well,
but,
it feels like your boy Bieber is going to be the number one acquisition for most teams because of team control.
I know. He's so good.
There's a lot of teams that are going to be lining up to get him.
He'd be perfect at Oracle Park.
I think he'd be. Well, he's perfect for this Giants team because not only would you get him for this year, you'd have him in that rotation for next year.
And he's the type of guy who looks like he'll re-sign with the Giants. Low maintenance. He's been playing in Cleveland his entire career.
I think he's on a $10 million deal this year, so it only costs you $4 or $5 million if you get him at the deadline.
I don't know what Cleveland's going to ask for him.
Yeah,
obviously, they asked for a lot with Francisco Lindor, but we were talking about trading for football players. I don't know what the guys who Cleveland traded Francisco Lindor for.
No.
I don't know what they're doing.
They weren't, honestly, if you look at where they were on their prosper list, they weren't even the top dog.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't name one guy in that Francisco Lindor trade that sent him from Cleveland to the New York Mets. So I would trade something for Shane Bieber because I think he got a shot to make some noise.
I'm with you.
In the playoffs. This team's going to hit. Now, I know they didn't hit for the first six innings yesterday, but the back end, the seventh and eighth inning when it was winning time. In these games, back to Casey Schmidt and Bailey, Camilo Duvall, and hell, even Lamont Wade Jr. playing these type of games in June. Now you start to build some momentum. All right, you're taking care of the Rockies, and we got some crazy numbers on the Giants against the Rockies. They own the Rockies right now.
Do you like those jerseys?
They're good.
I like them.
City of Disney Jersey.
Right? They're not good. They may not be in the top five because you listed some that I totally forgot about that are just ridiculous.
No, they're good.
I like those jerseys.
They're good. They've grown on me a lot. Well, I thought when they first came out, I was like, cool, these are kind of nice. And somebody on Twitter crushed me for saying it. I was like, all right, whatever. God forbid you have an opinion.
I want the Giants to do what a lot of these other teams are doing. When you wear the black jerseys, go black pants. Yeah. Let's just see what it looks like.
Yeah. So the Giants against Colorado, they've been absolutely dominant. Absolutely. By the way, Kyle Harrison still starting deal. Hold on. I had to
see. He's the number one prospect in the Giants farm right now. They did like a prospect readjustment on MLB.com. He's their number one guy.
All right, I got to find that stat. Yeah. They basically dominated the Rockies. I think they've lost like 11 games against them the last couple years.
Really?
I mean, so they've been got fat and happy on Colorado. They've been
eating. I think it's 31 of their last 40 against
the Rockies. There it is, 31 of their last 40. Yep, that's a stat I had. 31 of their last 40.
Wow.
I mean, that's domination.
Wow.
So that's the mark of a team. You know what? The Rockies stink. Chris Bryant's hurt. They dodged a bullet there with Chris Bryant. Yeah. He hasn't played much for the Rockies.
I just don't know what they're like. What is their long term?
I don't know what their direction is.
They've got an Arizona Cardinal feel to them, don't they? Directionless.
But see, at least the Cardinals could sign free agents.
Yeah, that's a good counter.
The Rockies can't sign anybody unless they overpay.
I root for the Rockies. I want them to be like a good, fun team. I don't know why. Like when we were growing up, it was Dante Bichette and Vinny Castilla. And like I don't know why, but I've always wanted them to be better.
Mm-hmm.
As another team in the division that actually can do something.
They got a bunch of journeymen right now. Profar, who used to be a former prospect with Texas. Though. Yeah, but remember when he came up with Texas, he was supposed to be the guy.
A's, Padres. He's been on a million teams.
Charlie Blackman kind of stuck in no man's land. He's a good player, though. Grichuk from the Cardinals organization, just kind of there, no man's land. But he's batting .336. They just don't have... I don't know what they're doing in Colorado. They can't get pitching.
No.
That's been a problem throughout their tenure as a franchise. Since they came into the major leagues in 1993, they just can't find pitching.
And they've tried a couple different things, too. They went 4 starters, 5 starters. They tried 6-man rotation. They tried different things in Colorado. The humidor. The problem with Colorado, it's not just that the ball goes everywhere. You got to have speed in the outfield because that outfield is so big.
Yep. So we'll see what the Giants do at the deadline here, but they have some assets here. If Jock can get hot, I'd flip him. All right, I'd flip him.
I'm so out on the platooning of DH, and eventually they will move off that, but because that's two spots that are being soaked up by guys that don't play defense.
You know what? Jock looks like a glorified softball player.
Well, Matt Stairs.
I mean, he's
remember
just
Matt Stairs?
Oh, absolutely. And Matt Stairs had a long career.
Stairs, but
that year with the Phillies.
But that's what he reminded me. If you're not going to play against lefties, then what is your like?
And speaking of which, he got left in the game because the Giants ran out of moves. He pitch hit for. He was in there. What was that? Ninth inning.
Him running
the bases.
He just
struck out looking.
Him running the bases is an adventure.
It's just, oh my gosh, it's not good. It's not good.
The guy's hair is pretty funny.
All right. We got a lot coming.
Oh, my God. I got to say something.
What?
Patrick Bailey and Casey Schmidt. Do you know how they wear like the bandana thing?
Yeah.
So I'm at San Francisco Baseball Academy. And there's a kid wearing the Giants City Connect. And he's on, I don't know what team he's on. He's not on my team, but he's a younger kid. He had the bandana thing underneath the hat with the glove and the Casey Schmidt armband.
Oh, so he's starting
already.
He's starting to resonate with some guys. That's good.
Isn't that cool?
When's the last time you had a player who could resonate with the youngsters?
He didn't strike out
yesterday, so 1-for-3 to 2 RBI hit to get the Giants rolling there. I like that. The tie to game.
But Conforto made a really nice play in the outfield yesterday. They had runners on second and third with one out. He gets the pop-up, Logan Webb. I think it was the third or fourth inning. Gets the pop-up. Boom, that's the second out. And then Conforto snags a low sinker coming down the right field line. It could have easily been 5-0. They did a really good job staying in that game.
Before we came on, Spadoni and Ludman. Ludman was watching the home run. We saw De La Cruz with the Reds. 6'5", five-tool player, already batting cleanup.
Monster.
Mash a baseball damn near to the river out there in Cincinnati. I think the Ohio River. Yeah. He's huge. Now he's coming up. Matos is starting to ball out. You got to make some room for him.
And Grant McCrary's looking good.
You know
they have outfield depth in their farm.
I like Conforto. I wouldn't move off of Jock. And I try to figure out another player to move. You got to make room for Matos.
Well, Mitch.
Let him come up and let him experience this. Let him come up here.
I know. And poor Mitch, he's got to pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to be mean. Like, I don't want to be harsh. He's just got, he has to pick it up.
It's go time. Yeah. It's soon. You got some big boys on the schedule here. It's go time. And it's where baseball heats up, man.
And defensively, he leaves a lot to be desired.
All right, let's go. Let's break here. This segment was brought to you by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. What's coming up on the game? Sponsored by S.E. Johnson Raid. We're going to talk a lot of basketball. We're going to talk some football. We have a great guest list I'll reveal in a little bit. Look, man, we're going to have some fun here on the Morning Rush. We got King of the Hill. We got a lot going on here on the Thursday morning. Stick with us here on 95.7 The Game.
McMahon pulls it into right field. Conforto makes the catch. Tumbling over to save a couple runs.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
Fleming was really good on the call yesterday. Hunter Pence.
I like
back in the booth. I like Hunter Pence. Look, one day, we talk about what the Golden State Warriors and it's very uncomfortable. One day, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson are not going to be here anymore. And we're going to have to move on from them. One day, we're going to have to move on from Crook and Kite. And they're going to die on that microphone. It's going to be a sad day. A sad day because they genuinely love calling baseball games. Now, they're not traveling as much, right? Crook doesn't travel outside of the NL West. Hell, he's not in Colorado right now. But I think the Giants have some good candidates. Flem can take the lead. We know that. Flem is a star. Dave Fleming is an absolute star in a microphone. But guys replacing Kipe, Hunter Pitts is one of those guys who can replace him if he wants the job.
If he wants it.
If he wants it.
I agree with you.
I also think Javi Lopez can do a really good job. Javi Lopez got better and better and better, and he has a dry sense of humor. He throws in some rap, you know, some hip-hop references here and there. Javi, I think, is really good. Relievers tend to be good broadcasters.
No, you haven't heard. Me and Jim Moylan, we're coaching the team together. We have this, like, inside joke now, which is the truth. Pitchers are weird.
They are.
They're just weird. They're different.
They're different.
They kind of, like, work out by themselves. Right. They're down the line. Everyone else is fielding ground balls. Sometimes they're shagging flies, you know, and they're not the starting pitcher and they're waiting. But they're just, they're an odd bunch.
They're an odd bunch, but they can get the job done.
No doubt.
They know a little bit about everything.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I think as a personality.
They're great.
They are.
They're great.
Because they're quirky. They're a little weird. They're not, I don't know. Everybody that knows a pitcher, like, are there some normal ones? Of course there are. But I'm saying the majority of pitchers, they just think a little different.
No, they do. So I think you have some good candidates. I think Hunter Pence can usher in a new era if he wants to. And I also think, Javi Lopez can get the job done alongside Dave Fleming. Now, you got to find some radio guys because John Miller's getting older. Yeah. Obviously, you're going to have to figure out a way to replace him. So, that's we're not there yet.
Yes, but I'm with you.
I think you have some good candidates to replace Crook and Kipe on television when that time comes.
I agree with you. And that's so, you want to talk about a crazy, the shadow that those two, Krug and Kipe, will cast. I mean, I think it's harder to replace them than it would be to replace Barry Bonds.
Yeah, when you talk about most popular Giants,
I mean,
those two guys are in the mix, and they're announcers.
I mean, Radnich had the famous line that if the stadium's the most important thing, Krug and Kipe are number two in the league. And think about how many generations of Giants fans learn the game with them in their living room every day.
Doubt.
But one thing I want to get into briefly with you, B, I'm looking at this team this year. Do I think they're a perfect team? No, they are so far from perfect, but I do think they're farther along than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And to me, this has been such a fun season because my expectations were so low in terms of me falling in love with this team. And I got to say, they're ahead of schedule, number one. Now, I don't know. They could fall out and guys could underperform the rest of the year and we could have a different conversation a month from now.
I don't think they're going to fall out.
Though. I don't either.
I don't think they're going to fall out. This team is scrappy. They play hard.
Yes.
I think Gabe Kapler feels that. He feels comfortable. He's had a good season. Farhan Zaidi, we've crushed him on the show. Absolutely destroyed him. Ran him out of town. Right now, he's probably sitting back saying, hey.
How you like me now?
Hey, he may be doing a Shaquille O'Neal on stage saying, how my ass tastes now.
Well, you know? I'm coming around on him because I'm looking at this team, right? Like, Lamont Wade Jr., it's been a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't think he could play first base defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. He's been really good.
Right.
Really good. We haven't skipped a beat with Brandon Belt gone.
Play made in the ninth inning. Toss it to Camilo Duval. I said, oh, boy. He's playing some really
good
first base.
Soft hands, mobility, you know. And, and it's tougher because he's not the tallest guy at first. But yet he makes plays. I look at Tyrell Estrada. Tyrell Estrada looks like the solution at second base for a couple of years, at minimum.
You know,
I love Estrada.
He's in that mode. And I know he's Latin, so I don't want to just do the lazy comparison to other Latin players. Yeah. But he has that calmness. And he's got a better bat than Jose Vizcaino or Omar Vizquel or Jose Uribe. But he's one of those cool, calm, collect, just fits in the clubhouse, doesn't say much, and just plays hard,
and rips and he falls the ball. Out. He's a barreler. He barrels the ball up. I mean, he's a stud. And I agree with you. He's kind of nonchalant. I didn't think he got way better at second. I don't think he's a shortstop, but he's played okay at shortstop when he's been forced to do so.
Right.
But he's been awesome. Conforto. Okay, if it's a one-year deal, so be it. It's been a good signing.
It's been a good signing so far.
Right now, Haniger, he needs to pick it up.
Has not been a good signing. Minaya. Has not been a good signing.
But Yastrzemski has bounced back this year. I thought Yastrzemski's been good, and I feel like he's been a good team player because last night, here comes Austin Slater to pinch hit for him. You know what? You hear boo-hoo from Yaz? No. So you're getting the best out of him. Look at the catcher spot. It was ugly for a month and a half. Bart, Sable, they can't catch a cold. Then you bring up Bailey. Sable's hitting. Bailey is catching. They're looking good right now. Casey Schmidt obviously has been really good for them, better than we anticipated. Crawford, he made a couple plays defensively. The bat has been better. It's not great, but like where I'm going,
but he's a veteran that you need in this clubhouse, and he's schooling Casey Schmidt right now on how to be a Giant and how to be a professional. For Casey Schmidt to have a guy like that, a two-time World Series champion, a guy who spent his entire career with the Giants, who's won multiple gold gloves and is built in, bought into this community. Hell, he's from this community. Brandon Crawford's perfect for this team right now. To be in a part-time role, to just school.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is what I'm saying. This is the position you need to be in. This is how you charge this ball.
Yes.
This is how you get the ball out here. This is how you, if you want to see something at the plate. Brandon Crawford is a perfect veteran for Casey Schmidt.
I totally agree with you. And so, like, I'm looking at the everyday roster. And again, it's not perfect. They're a long ways
so many
away.
Flaws.
They've been a pleasant, fun surprise. And I feel like a lot of Giants fans, like myself, like you, we're not completely in love, like it's like the core three for the Warriors, but we're falling back in love with the organization and the team because a lot of these guys are balling now.
They are balling, and it took some time for them to become fun. Really, it felt like the fun started when Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey came up.
I think that was a great first step.
I think I'm going to be transparent here. I didn't think it was fun the first 35 games.
Well, they were 11-17 when Casey Schmidt got called up.
I was not a fan.
I think a lot of people were with you.
But Schmidt, we're starting to see the youngsters. We're starting to see the fruits of the farm system, which is all we've been waiting for because all season we heard, 2024 is going to be the year. Why 2024? We're just going to skip over 2023. But now in 2023, we're starting to see some of these guys.
It's coming into fruition. A guy I didn't bring up was J.D. Davis. J.D. Davis, they acquired at the deadline last year for Darren Ruff. And I was like, we'll see. Defensively at 30, he's been awesome. And he, when you watch, when they do the batting price, the guy's got a live bat. Yeah. And he's had a really good year this year.
He's batting 288.
I don't know if he's some long-term solution at 30. In fact, he's probably not. But for the right now, dude, I feel like they're coming around for me. I'm loving what I'm seeing. But there's a lot to add, and they have a long way to go. But they're outperforming what my expectations were, and I'm having fun with them.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Nick, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up,
hey,
Nick?
Man, I was just going to say that I have, you know, how we shredded. We should have a then and now session, like from last year, throw out some snippets about how we just shredded Farhan. Because I was wrong. I admitted it. But I'm like, dare we say that they're actually smashing? Because the Giants have been smashing the last year and a half.
Well, the past month, I'll give them that. Last year was a throwaway year, Nick, but you're right. Maybe we should play Tears of a Clown and just have all our takes about Farhan Zaidi. Because right now, Farhan is starting to win some people over. We're starting to see his vision just a little bit. It's a big year for Farhan Zaidi and Gabe Kapler. Right now, I'm saying, maybe they are on to something. Go ahead, finish up, Nick.
Man, I'm also going to say, it's also a big year. I hate to jump into it, but it's also a big year for our boy Shanahan, because he better get it together and quick.
Hey. You know, how you feel about the quarterback spot, Nick? He's got, all right. Nick,
you know, it's funny. Time. I remember the end of last year, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, my Willie Mack Award winners are Wilmer Flores and Tyro Estrada. And I remember you were yelling at me like, and you were right at the time, okay? I'm telling you, like, that's horrible. What are you talking about? That's what they have? And I was like, you know, this Estrada guy's coming around, and he had a lot of errors at second base.
Right.
He took such a big leap defensively, but the bats carried over, and I think I was a little skeptical that he would become more Yastrzemski, where 1 year wonder, but he kind of falls back down. No. He's been better this year.
This 1-2 set up with Lamont Wade Jr.
It's a great top of the order.
Man, listen, all I wanted from the Giants this year was to play meaningful baseball. This June is meaningful. I'm so hyped up for June because you got the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Yeah. It's always a good series at Wrigley. It's going to be packed.
I love those pinstripe.
I love the pinstripe Cub uniforms. Wayland Avenue. I got to see Wrigley last year. And then you play the big boys. You got the Cardinals who start to play better.
Yes.
They would have won the game against Texas yesterday. Oh, my God.
A lot of pressure internally for the Cardinals because they're either going to be in buy or sell mode if they can't pick it up.
They're starting to turn it around.
No, I know.
Your boy Flaherty, who's had the injuries, he was dealing yesterday. Against Greg. Greg went 9 innings and got the loss 1-0. But that was high level baseball.
Old school
old school baseball. Cardinals, Dodgers, Padres. You got the Mets. You got the Blue Jays. You got the Diamondbacks who are scrappy. We're going to see a lot about this Giants team. We're going to see what they're made of. And I'm excited that at least the youngsters get to feel this. It's not tight. It's not playoff type baseball yet, but it's high level baseball. It's intensity here in June. And you know what? The June swoon right now, you win 2 games on this road trip. Let's see what happens today. Let's see if they get the sweep. More coming up here on the road. So we got some fun stuff happening today. King of the Hill coming up. This or that. We're bringing back a segment from the old night show. This or that. And we're going to take your calls. And we got 3 great questions for you. And it's either this or that. There's no in between. And you got to pick this or that. You have to explain why. So we're going to do that coming up here in the next hour. We've got Nick Friedell coming up at 8 o'clock. We got Sterling Bennett coming up at 8:45. Gunna Goes Global's going to check in at 9:20. We got a lot going on here on the roast on 95.7 The Game. And that's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
His rebound, so they have 2 30-point triple doubles here in game 3 for the Nuggets. What an answer after the disappointing loss in game 2 at home. The Denver Nuggets win their 4th straight road game in these playoffs.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, what is happening there? I may have made a mistake.
Baby, I got your money.
I said, hey. Baby, I got your money. The Giants are playing the Cubs.
This is not Music Quiz.
No, it's not Music Quiz. That'll be tomorrow. They're playing the Cubs at home, so my mistake, everybody. They're not going to Wrigley Field. They're coming back home. What a weird trip. So they play 6 at home, the Giants. They go to Colorado for 3, come back home for Chicago for 3. So I made a mistake. They're not going to Wrigley this weekend.
They're coming here to Colorado.
Jump to Colorado, to the Rocky Mountains, and they come back and play the Cubs for 3 because the Cubs are on the West Coast playing the Angels right now. And then they go on the road for 6 games against the Cardinals and the Dodgers. So my mistake there.
It's okay.
My apologies. I thought they were going to Chicago this weekend.
You know, it's all right. From the 408, I have to read this one because I appreciate it. I've listened to 95.7 since the Bucher and Towny days. And I got to say, I love your guys' show because you let callers talk, you ask questions, and then you reflect. That's what makes this show special. I don't think I'll ever call in because I hate the way my voice sounds on air, but I'll be a forever fan and a texter.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, 408. That really, like, honestly, that makes me feel great this morning.
Listen, man.
There was a humidity in the air this morning.
Right.
I don't know if you felt it on the drive-in.
I felt good on the drive-in, too.
I mean, boy, I feel like summer is here.
Yeah, no, I feel like sports is booming. Summer's here. I'm excited about where the Giants are at. I'm excited about these NBA Finals. I'm excited about Trey Lance and what's happening down there in Santa Clara, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. I'm excited for 49ers football, and I'm excited about this Warriors offseason. I really am. A lot of people think, you know, I see people, they dub us the Draymond Green haters, right? And we've been on record saying Draymond Green had an exceptional season on the basketball court. Just some of the things off the floor, some of the things that happened, we're not fans of, that's all. But Draymond Green's probably going to be back on the team next year. I wouldn't bet my 401k on it, but I believe Draymond Green will be back on his team. By the way, 408 Comcast Business Text Line. You even mentioned, did you guys even mention Camilo Duvall?
I don't
think. Damn, he's nice.
I must have omitted that.
No, we did. We mentioned him like the first 10 minutes. Okay. I know everybody's just getting in their car, but here's what I say at 408 about Camilo Duvall. I believe he has a chance to be the best closer in San Francisco Giants history. The leader in saves is Rob Nen, 199. I believe Camilo Duvall, when it's all said and done,
incredible.
Has the potential to be the best closer in a Giants uniform since they moved out to San Francisco.
He is such electric stuff. The crazy thing to me is that I still think there's more potential. Like, he's scratching the surface on how good he can be.
Yep, no doubt.
Think about where he was a couple years ago. I remember he got called up in 2021, and I saw him briefly.
Yeah, you did. You were hyping him up. You're like, I think Camilo Duvall could be a closer. I'm like, Shasky's in AAA.
He couldn't even go strike.
But then he came back up for one game. May have been in Colorado.
Yes.
He pitched well, and they sent him back down.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, by the end of the year, he was getting the ball in the ninth inning.
Yes. Well, yeah, you remember he had that game in Colorado. I think it was one of a doubleheader, a seventh inning game. He blew it at the end.
Yep.
Gabe Kapler came out and said, you know, we're still really proud of Camilo Duvall. And like, we scoffed at that. It's like, really, this dude looks completely lost.
Right.
And then like, that was kind of like the from the ashes moment from him, because it's been an upward trajectory ever since that night.
Well, and I think the thing that I was trying to preach a couple of years ago was like, it takes a minute for these closers to kind of be good. Now, yes, there are Aroldis Chapman types. There are guys that all of a sudden just, like the guy in Cleveland, his name always escapes me, but he's about the age of Duvall. He's electric.
Is it C-L-O-S-A?
Yeah, it's not Cleveland.
Clause or something like that.
Clause, you're right. It is Clause.
His stuff is nasty.
He's filthy. Oh my God. He's absolutely filthy. Yeah. Like, there are times where guys pick it up right away. But, like, I look at the greats. I'm talking about the truly great, great, great players. Hoffman, Mariano Rivera, like the gold standard over 20 years of excellence. Most of them didn't have real legitimate 40 save success until they were 27, 28 years old. And they had been in the league for 3 or 4 years. And so I think there's this whole navigation of how to be a bullpen arm at the big league level, how to, you know, get a hold, how to get a save, how the ninth inning pressure on the road versus elite pitching. When you have a 2 or 3 pitch repertoire and you're trying to work on that, and maybe you go out there on a given night and you don't have command of the slider.
Right.
And now you're down to 1 pitch and you got to try to close the game out. So I just think there's this entire development of trying to be a closer, and we don't allow for that process to happen in real time, and we just throw guys away.
Yep, no doubt. Interaction, 510 Comcast Business Text Line. Interaction between Duvall and Bailey was nice. Shows maturity of a catcher.
It does.
That's something I highlighted. That was my favorite moment in the game.
Yeah.
Was watching them laugh on the mound during a high stress inning. Obviously, Camilo Duvall was 1-2-3, but that was my favorite moment of the baseball game, watching them laugh at each other and just kind of joke around with the gloves, feeling all relaxed there. I love that moment. So I like where the Giants are at. I do like where the Giants are at.
You brought up Bailey there, and I'll give you a little nuggy nug. So my barber, Chris, who Cream the Barber, you can find him on Instagram.
Yep.
Dog Patch Barber right there on 3rd.
Now you Olympic Club too.
Yes, as well. He cuts a lot of the Giants guys' hairs.
Yep.
And so he gives me all like little insights about some of the Giants guys that he ends up cutting. And
I love it.
He says to me, he goes, hey man, I got a chance to cut Patrick Bailey's hair. I go, oh yeah? He goes, this guy's very serious.
Yeah, he is.
I go, really? And that's what we were talking with Fleming yesterday. He goes, oh no. He's super cerebral. He's really, really, really focused. He's mature. He's like 24, but he's got a kid already. And this guy wants to be great. Like, he is hell-bent on being great. And I was like, okay. And, like, Chris has got a pretty good feel for people.
No, Chris is something
great
else,
guy.
Man. Chris is something else, man. I love chopping up with him. He's wild. He's a wild kid, man. Yeah, I like Chris a lot, but he has that insight. I want to talk about the NBA Finals for a second.
Yeah,
we spent 55 minutes. We didn't talk about some hoops, and I think, you know what? Shame on the NBA. I don't know if people are capturing these finals. I thought it was a fun basketball game yesterday. I thought the first half was really good. And then Jokic took over in the third quarter. He just took it over. I mean, the first ever 30-20-10 game.
Mm.
The first ever 30-20-10 game in the NBA Finals. The first time two teammates both dropped a triple-double in an NBA Finals game. Murray had 30-plus, 10-10. I mean, it was just
Murray was outstanding, unbelievable
basketball yesterday being played there by the Denver Nuggets. So I want to play a couple clips here. First from J.J. Redick, who on First Take the other day, he said something about the Denver Nuggets. By the way, as I was watching the game yesterday, Shasky, I was a little pissed off.
Why is that?
One, I saw Christian Brown balling, a youngster, right? 15 points as a rookie, and I get he played all these games at Kansas, and he has a lot of experience. But Mike Malone's sticking with the rookie because Michael Porter Jr., again, is becoming unplayable in this series.
Yeah.
He looks like he's turning into a pumpkin.
Well, and I got to give credit to Mike Malone not just continuing to trot him back out there because he's been a very integral part of their team all year. He's making a lot of money, and yet I think it takes a lot of stones to move off him.
Yep, no doubt. So, I mean, he's playing well. 19 minutes, 7 of 8, 15 points. Jokic and Murray was special. Again, Jokic, 32 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. The first ever 30-20-10 game in NBA Finals history. I mean, it's just unbelievable. My buddy front office believes that Jokic is already a top three center in NBA history. And I said, dude, don't disrespect Bill Russell. Whoa. Don't disrespect Will Chamberlain. Like, well, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I was just like, relax a little bit. But Jokic has a chance to be one of the best ever.
Why?
At the center position. But Jamal Murray, 34 points, 10 assists.
Especially in the modern era.
Yeah, I know, right? 34 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds for Jamal Murray. Yeah. And I'm watching that game thinking, the Warriors are more talented than both these teams. I'm thinking that to myself watching the entire game saying, I believe the Warriors are better than both these teams.
Mm.
And this championship, sitting on the silver platter, it's one of the most wide-open NBA championships I've ever seen in my life. And I'm thinking to myself, damn it, the Warriors are better than Miami. And I think they could have gave Denver a run for their money in the Western Conference
More
Finals.
So than the Lakers. You think the Lakers was just such a bad matchup for the Warriors? But yet, when you roll it into the Nuggets, because, I mean, if Anthony Davis is struggling against Jokic, how would the Warriors have fared?
It wouldn't have fared. It wouldn't have been pretty.
I think this year's version of the Warriors was a little broken. Now, maybe if the spirit is better, they give it a better run. I have a hard time meeting you, but keep going. Right.
But I did feel like, whoa. Wiggins could slow down Murray, I believe. And do they have an answer for Stephen Curry?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The shooting that the Warriors pose towards the Denver Nuggets. But anyway, they're not here. But here's what J.J. Redick said the other day. Spadoni, if you can play this here. J.J. Redick, our First Take the other day, believes the West is going to go through Denver for a very long time.
Regardless of what happens in this series, we are entering a phase where the Denver Nuggets will be the favorites in the Western Conference going forward for the foreseeable future. They have been the best team in the West this year. They went through a tough gauntlet to get to the finals. Their core four guys, Jokic, Murray, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., 28, 27, 26, 24, all just entering or about to enter their primes. There's a long runway in Denver for this team to contend for titles, and ultimately, every team in the West is going to have to go through Denver.
You agree with J.J. Redick there?
I think for next year, because they've earned that benefit of the doubt. They were a really good team. And it feels like they're going to be intact. Now, can their bench change? Like, we watched when the Warriors, lost Jared Jack and Carl Landry. It took a couple years to find replacement bench type. And they didn't even win a championship, by the way, with those guys. It took a couple years to find replacement bench players. I mean, it took them a while to find replacements for Sean Livingston.
Right.
You know? I want to see what ends up happening with Bruce Brown, because I do think he's important to their team. I want to see what happens with KCP, because I think he's important. But if you told me...
Well, he's going to be back next year.
He's for sure locked
he's
in.
Back. He's locked in for next year.
So for some reason, I thought he had an opt-out.
So he's back for next year. Murray's back. Jokic is back. Gordon's
MPJ's back.
MPJ's back. And Christian Brown's back. Bruce Brown, I believe, is a free agent,
so
correct?
So Bruce Brown's the one who's the free agent.
Bruce Brown's
I thought
free
it was
agent.
KCP as well. Apologies. Yeah. Okay, now knowing that information, I think they've earned that benefit of the doubt. I think that's the team you got to play through. Now, does that mean that we can get 2 months into the season and things can change? Like, but presented with new information, like my name's Jay Monahan, I could pivot and try to reach a different settlement, but Right now, I think they've earned that. And Jokic feels like the best player on the planet. And that's not a disrespect to Steph Curry. It's just like Jokic has been the best player or second best player for the last 4 or 5 years. So he earns credit. And I think you have to respect them.
Yeah, no, I think this could be the beginning of something special for the Denver Nuggets. And they've gone through the progression in the playoffs, right? Losing in the second round, a game seven at home to the Portland Trail Blazers. Losing in the bubble in the Western Conference Finals to the LA Lakers in five games. They've had these stumbles, but they've built and built and built and gone through that playoff. Kind of like the Bulls and Jordan. Couldn't get past the Pistons. couldn't get past the second round. Couldn't get past the Conference Finals. Finally, they break through and boom, the rest is history. So with that said, because I do agree that the West is going to go through Denver. It's going to be very tough. There's no way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.